Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chaim ben Chana Reizel, for Shalem B'sarach Shacholei Yisrael. Gemara in Ksubis, and Daf Beis Amid Beis, says in the name of Rav, Olinyan Gittin, if a man gives a get to his wife B'tanai, that if he doesn't return until a certain time, it'll be a good get, and then he wasn't able to get home, Ein Okein, a tain of ones is not accepted, and the get is a good get. Ain't honest speaking, you can't make a tain of onus and say, no. The reason I didn't come back was because of onus, and the get should be cancelled. A tain of onus is not accepted. Alma kasava rava, ain't honest begitten. A tain of onus, unlike by marriage, that if a person is ma'akev a marriage, then he's chayv and mizonoseha, but an ikuv bonus is not considered an ikuv and he's pater mizonos. But begitin, ikuv bonus is not considered an ikuv. Begitin, an ones be ikuv, is considered an ikuv. Meaning that by gitin, you can't have it by marriage. Tain of ones is a good tain. It's pater mizonos. There, it's not nechshav an ikuv. But by Gittin, it is considered that he didn't come back, even though there was an onus. Because a tain of onus is not accepted by Gittin. And the Gemara has a long shakal v'tarya. Where does Rava get this from? The bottom of Beis Amid Beis, Rava is svar d'nafshi kama. Rava said his own svar. Mishum tznuos and mishum prutzos, because of the modest women and because of the immodest women. Mishum tznuos, we have to be mitakein that an onus is not going to be mevatel the get. Tain of onus is not accepted. The amr lo lehav a get, if you say it's not a get. If you say that you accept his taina, yesh onus begitin, it's not a get. Zilman de lo onus, sometimes he's not going to have an onus. The get is going to be chal. V'savra d'onus, and she's going to think, no, maybe there was an onus. That's why he didn't come, because there was an onus. U'me'agna v'yasva. She's going to say, I'm still married. She's going to come in Aguna. She's going to sit there unmarried. Miskena, poor girl. And therefore we say, no, don't worry about it. Even if there was an onus, the marriage is still off. Because there ain't onus begin. It doesn't matter. He didn't come back. Brazil. He didn't fulfill the tonight, even though he might not have fulfilled it bonus. But ain't onus begin. It doesn't matter. He didn't fulfill the tonight. Tosis writes, I mean, Adin, we don't have to worry, maybe he's honest, and that it's not considered Kiyum HaTanai, because the Rov people aren't honest. So you could be Somech on the Rov, and most people aren't honest, so you really have nothing to worry about if he doesn't come back. Assume that he's one of the Rov, and that's why he didn't come back, because not because of honest. Usually there's no honest. So you can assume that the get is a good get, and you don't have to come on to the fact that ain't on his begin. But these women are tznuos, they're machmer on themselves. Despite the fact that there's a rov, that he wasn't an onus. Ayin sham in tosfos. So this is difficult according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, in Bechoros, Tosis Chafam and Beis, that even though we pass in Ruba V'chazaka Ruba Adif, nevertheless, when we are in the case of Chumrah, we say Midrabanan Smoch Miyuta L'Chazaka V'Sur Le'Ruba. We put a Miyut together with a Chazaka. So if you have a Rov on one side, and on the other side you have a Miyut and a Chazaka, you put the Miyut and Chazaka together, and they make a Reis on the Rov. And if so, how is this woman, in principle, allowed to get married, Machmas HaRov, that he's not onus? Why aren't we somech the miut? There's a miut that are onus, and there's also a cheskes eishes ish, and therefore there's a reyes now in the ruba. He lost his ruba. The Rambam writes in the 7th parak of Sanhedrin Halacha Yud, Misha kano miyadosh im lo aviv yom ploni yishava, Yechaber onema betanaso v'yitol kol mashetan. Over etc. Of over ayom v'lo banis kaimu atanayim v'over eschuso. You may be raya she'onus boso ayom. Hareis a potter mikinyan ze. That if you make a kinyan, you take a kinyan from somebody. That if he doesn't come back by a certain time and swear, then his friend will be Naaman in his taina, and he can take whatever he claims. And let's say this day that he said he would come back by passes and he doesn't yet come, so the tanai is fulfilled and he loses his schus. He said he's going to come back by a certain time and swear, and he didn't. So now his friend can take it, and they made a kinyan to that effect. But if he brings a raya that he was honest, but also ayom, so now he's pater from this kinyan, and his friend can't take what he tainis, because it was honest. This is difficult, because it says, vim hevi raya shaya honest, if he brings a raya that he was honest, why does he have to bring a raya? He's muhzuk. He's muhzuk in the money. He's muhzuk in what they're arguing about. And since he's muhzuk, even though Tosfos says that the rov doesn't have an ones, but ein hochem b'mamon achar harov. So there's a miut that isn't that has an ones. And he's also muhzuk, so why does he have to bring a raya? So there's two kashas. Number one, why in principle can these tsnuos really get married? Because they have a rov that he wasn't ones. No, there's a miut that is ones, and that's combined with the fact that she's in a cheskes eishes ish. She should be allowed to get married. Tosfos says no. The minadin, we don't have to worry about onus. Why minadin don't we have to worry about onus? What about the mir and the chazaka? And also a person, and why does he have to bring a raya that he had an onus and he couldn't get back on that day? He's muhzuk. And who cares that rov don't have onuses? Ein hocha b'mamon achar rov. Bavakama, Sadi Tes Amid Beis. It says that if you have a tabach, a shaychit, who is an expert shaychit, and he was makalkal, he messed up the shchita and caused the loss, he's pater. And look there in the sugya that we tell him, I see raya de mumcha adu pater. Bring a raya that you're a mumcha and you'll become pater. In other words, the mazik has to prove that he's a mumcha. So we see from this that every mazik that was mazik bevadai, and there's a suffix whether or not there's an ones, the mazik is the one who has to bring a raya that he was ones. And if he doesn't bring a raya, he's chayav mi suffix, even though he's muhzuk. We have to understand. Since hamotim echaver all of a raya, why doesn't he say to the bailim, bring a raya that I'm not ones? Why does he have to bring a raya that he was ones? That he was a mumche, did what he was supposed to, he was an expert. He tried and there was an ones. What is he supposed to do? Why does he have to bring a raya? Yes, he was a mazik, that was mazik bevade, and there was a suffix on the ones. Why does he have to bring a raya? Let him say, Amotze mecho avra, you bring a raya that I wasn't ones. You're the one who should bring a raya against me. Why do I have to bring a raya that I was ones, that I am a mumcha? The Shari Chaim of Agon Ruchaim Shmulevitz and Simin Chof in Onaf Beis, he explains that Be'emes, Ones, is also a Maisa Mazik. And that's Machayev. Even if a person's Mazik Be'ones, that's also a Maisa Mazik, that's Machayev. Just Ones Rachmana Patre. That was the Be'etzin is a Maisa Mazik. Just because of the Ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu patters him. That doesn't mean there's not a maisa mazik. So if we see before us a maisa that's machayev bevadai, and the suffix isn't be'etzim ha-machayev, The suffix is, if there's a p'tur min atzad, a zayta gezacht, a val tzadim, yesh p'tur min atzad, in such an instance that the chiyuv is vadai and the p'tur is suffix, we're not mistapik b'suffix ha-p'tur klal, because ein suffix motzi midei vadai. And therefore, if a person's coming to patur himself, he's the one who has to bring a rai, even though he's muhsuk. So if the chiyuv is vadai and the p'tur is a suffik, we don't have a suffik. We don't discuss the p'tur. We go with the chiyuv. And what's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is the maisa mazik. If there's a maisa mazik here, and the p'tur is only a davar tzadi, we say, b'vakasha, you're chayiv. You want to bring a raya that you're patur, b'vakasha, bring a raya. But that's your chayiv. You did a maisa mazik, you're chayiv. So that's the yisod. Ein suffik motzei midei vadei. There's a vadei maisa mazik, and there's a suffik whether or not there was an onus. So bring a raya that you weren't onus. Bring a raya that you were onus, and then you don't have to pay. And that's why this tabach uman has to bring a raya that he's a mumche, because we know he did a maisa mazik, and now we're mesupik whether or not he has a p'tur of onus. So he's the one who has to bring a raya. Because the Maisa Mazik is a Vadai Maisa Mazik. And according to the Sugi B'Yashiv, the Rambam, who says that this person, if he didn't come back on time, and he said that if I don't come back on time, he says to his friend, you can take what you taina, he has to bring a raya that he's honest, even though he's a muhsuk. Why? Because the tanai was fulfilled. So right now, as we stand, as far as we're concerned, he owes the person who's being claimed from, owes the money. And now his friend, now he's making a claim. He's saying, yeah, but I'm honest. So what do we say? And we say, prove it. That's a p'tur min atzad. Midin honest rachmana patre. Oh, you want to have your p'tur min atzad? Prove you have a p'tur. Be'etzem, this is the yisod, Rambo say. Be'etzem, you're chayiv. You want to prove that, you want to say that you're pater? Bevakasha, you're pater. Prove it. Prove it, and we'll give it to you. But if you can't prove it, then we're going to stick with what we think that you're chayiv. Because again, ein safek p'tur motzi midei vadei chiyuv. He has a vadei chiyuv, and he's only suffik pater, so you have to bring a raya that you're pater. And Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Simetes in the Shari Chaim, says that it's not a klal dafkan suffik mamon. Gabi Yisurim, we also say the same thing. As long as the heter is a vadei lefaneinu, a suffik min atzad is not mostly from this heter. Sefer in Simen Chaf in Anaf Beis, I hope we get to it, and Eish Asish, that was Nivala Suffik Baratz and Suffik Bones, is it sad to say that she's a Surah Bevadai? Because the Suffik Heter of Ones isn't Motzi Midei Vadei Maises Nos Shelufanenu. And now we can understand that if this person doesn't come, in our case of Get, if he doesn't come the whole time, if he doesn't come for all 12 months, she doesn't have to be choshesh that he doesn't come because of onus. She doesn't have to worry about onus. And even according to Rabbeinu Tam, we can say that normally you could be somech the miut of onus to the chazak of Eish Asish. Normally, you say, "Bisomech the miut of ones, the chazak of Eish Asish," and therefore she remains aser. But that's only if we're mati here her because of the rov. But here we're not being mati her because of the rov. Here we're being matir because there's a maisa kiyum hatanai. He didn't come. So we don't have to be choshish because of onus. Because safek onus isn't motzi mi devadi kiyum hatanai. See, here we're not done out the roof. We're not saying, you know why she's mutter? She's mutter because rov are not onus. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says we're mati here because of the rov. But we're saying, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who wouldn't accept this rov, because there's a miut that is onus and there's a chazak of eish yishish, we can say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, here she's going to be mutter because there's a maisa, there's a vadei maisa of kiyum hatanai here. He didn't come back on time. So therefore, the status is, that standard is, that they're divorced. The only thing is, he wants to say onus, prove it. Ein safek onus, motzi midei vadei kiyum hatanai. You know that the tanai was mekuyim. You see a mekuyim de ketanai. So again, we're not mati here, according to Tulsi, you're mati routes the rov. Rov aren't onus. So you say to this girl, you could have, she doesn't want her, she's a tsnua. Say to her, no, you can get married. Because rov are not onus. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Rabbeinu Tam would say, don't come on to rov, because he doesn't like that, because then he'll say, yeah, but you have a miut and you have a cheskes eish yishish. Say, no, you see a maisa of kiyum hatanai, and the suffek of whether or not there's onus is not motzi midei vadei. Tosfos is arguing with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is in Bechoros Chaf Amid Beis. And Tosfos here says that Ein Tzarech Lachshosh Min Adin Min Mishim Deru Belo Anisi. In Adin, she doesn't have to be Choshish because Rov aren't Onasi. He's Cholek on Rabbeinu Tam. And they don't hold, Tosfos here doesn't hold of Smoch Miyut Al Chazaka L'Chumra. That you should be Somech, the Miyut. Here would be the miut of ones to Rechezka Seishasi should be machmir on her. Said they don't hold of Rabbeinu Tam, but we have to be ma'ayin. Why do they have to come on to rov? They could have just said pashit without coming on to rov. You're right. They don't agree with Rabbeinu Tam. They hold the rov here is good, but they don't have to come on to rov. They could say pashit. They could say that ein suffik ones motzi midei vadei heter, just like Rabbeinu Tam were saying holds here that the suffik ones is a motzi midei vadei heter. Why doesn't the Tosfos go with the Zelbet Sigan? It's the same approach. So it would seem that they don't hold of this reason. That's why they have to come on to Rov, because they don't hold that the suffik ones isn't motzi midei vadei heter. So, Goinu Zeinu Reb Chaim explains as follows, that we can, Pshat and Tosfos is based on the Rambam. Rambam in the first parak of Gerushin, Halacha Aleph, enumerates the 10 things. Asara Dvarim Shem Ikara Gerushin Men HaTorah Shelo Yigarish HaIsh Ela Meritzono. And he writes it has to be the man's will. And it's learned from Vemlo Simsechen Beinav Malam Shen Ragash El Bertzono. It has to be the man's will that he divorces his wife. We have to understand why do we need a pasuk that in order for there to be a chalos geirushin, you need his ratzon. V'chol haTorah kula, you can only make an asiyas chalos if you have the ratzon haose. You don't need a pasuk that you can only sell the ratzono. So too, you don't need a pasuk that you can only divorce the ratzono. In the Shari Chaim on Kiddushin, Simen Yud Onof Beis Os Beis and Simen Mem Beis Os Zayin, it was explained that in a chalos of Kinyan and V'chayotze, you have to make the Kinyan, the Hakna, Midato V'Ritzono HaMuchlat. The actual Hakna has to be your own will. But you don't have to be Merutze from the chalos HaMecher. You don't have to want there to be a chalos. You don't have to be interested in the chalos. Obviously, there has to be das. You have to know that this is being po'al chalos. But you don't have to want this chalos. You don't have to be merutzeh in this, with this chalos. But in gerushin, there's a chiddush, and that is, it's not enough that he wants the maisa gerushin, just like it's enough that you want the maisa hakna, but he also has to want her to be megureshes. And this ratzon, it was explained there in Simon Membeis, is part of the etzem ha-maisa, that the din ratzon shebechol ha-torah is not chelek me-etzem ha-maisa. It works to be Paul the Chalos. And Gerushin was mischadesh from this pasuk that the Ratzon is part and parcel of the Gerushin. So by Hakna, you need to have Ratzon for the Hakna, Ratzon wa Muchlat. You don't have to be Merutzeh b'chalos ha-mecher. But by Gerushin, not only do you have to want the Maisa Gerushin, part and parcel of the Gerushin, it was explained there, could we even had a shir on it? We've given a shir on a lot of the Simanim Kiddushin. Part and parcel, and if I haven't, you can email me and we can have one. Part and parcel of the Chalos Gerushin is the Ratzon. So you have to have Ratzon for the Maisa Gerushin and for the Chalos Gerushin. So now we've established that by Gerushin, Ratzon is part and parcel of the Maisa. Just like the other Asara Dvarim, that's why you need the extra Pasuk. Normally Ratzon isn't part of the Etzem HaMaisa. You just need it to be Paul the Chalos. But by Gerushin, it's part and parcel of the Etzem Maisa Gerushin, the Ratzon. And that's what the Pasuk is teaching you. So according to this Yisod, when he's Onus B'Gerushin, he doesn't need to come on to the Din of Onus Rachmana Patre. If he's Onus, he's lacking one of the 10 basic fundamental composites of Gerushin, Ratzon. And even though the Gerushin itself he wants, but nevertheless, since he was nanas b'kiyum atnai, even though he doesn't lack gemiras das of gerushin, because tanai is milsach risi, like Reb Chaim explained in Simon Hev the Sefer, nevertheless, there's no ratzon for the chalos gerushin. He did the etzem aisa gerushin, he gave her the get, there was ratzon. But now he doesn't want there to be a kiyum achalos, because he was nanas. He tried to get back in time to prevent this get from happening. So since there's no ratzon for the chalos gerushin, he doesn't want this gerushin to happen. There's not only a suffix in something external, there's a suffix in the etzem hamaisa. So if you have a suffix whether or not this person had an ones, that's not a zaitik azach, that's not a side thing, that's not a davar study. That's part and parcel of the gerushin. Because again, the yisod we established is that by gerushin, ratzon is chelak me'etzem ha-maisa. It's not something external that you need, but it's part of the etzem ha-maisa. If it was something external, we can say no, there was a vade gerushin here, and there's a suffix if there was an onus. But now we're defining onus and gerushin. If a person didn't want it to happen because he tried to get back in time and he wasn't able to get back and he doesn't want there to be a chalos gerushin, so what we're saying is that, as was explained again in Simon Membeis, in Kiddushin and Ozayin, that it's part and parcel of the Etzem Maisa Gerushin Ratzon. And therefore, if we're not sure if he has Ratzon for the Chalos Gerushin, what we're really not sure about was there a Maisa Gerushin here? Not that there was definitely a Maisa Gerushin, and we're Mesupik, that maybe he was only Mekayim the Tanai Bonus. And that's a side thing. It's not just a side issue. It's the very issue itself. It's the very get itself. So now we can say that if there's a suffix ones, since there's a suffix, if he really wants the gerushin, that's not a suffix min atzad. That's a suffix bisur ma'isa gerushin. And therefore, it tells us how to come on to this rov. So it says, you know why she's divorced? Because there's a rov. Before we said, you know why she's divorced according to Rabbeinu Tam? Because there's a definite ma'isa gerushin, and there's only a suffix if there's an ones that cancels the ma'isa gerushin. But now we're saying that there's a suffix now in the etzem ma'isa gerushin. So therefore, Tosus came onto his rov. On Shenkin, we talk about other chaluyos, like in Kinyanim. So, suffix ones is not a suffix bikra ma'isa. Because there's a ma'isa kinyan. And now we have a suffix min atzad. Was there proper das? But here, by Gerushin, since we define the Ratzon for the Chalos as part and parcel of the Gerushin, our suffix is in the Etzem Ma'isa Gerushin. So if you would say that Yesh Ones Begitten, that Ones is a valid excuse, so then it would come out that maybe there was an ones, and they're really still married. So therefore Tosfos says, I don't know, rov aren't nenas. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, there was a vade ma'isa gerushin, it's only a suffix, a side suffix. But now we're explaining Tosfos doesn't hold it to side suffix. They hold it to suffix in the ikar ma'isa gerushin. And therefore it's not just snuos, they're found minadin, they shouldn't get married. And therefore Tosfos says, no, minadin, they can get married because they can file the rov. And Pashas Rabbeinu Tam's arguing with the Rambam, and he's holding that Ratzon is not part and parcel of the Etzem Gerushin, and therefore it's a side question. Or he could say, no, really he agrees with the Rambam. Ratzon is Chelek Meikar HaMaisa, but he holds that the Maisa is already done. He did the Gerushin, he gave the Get, and there was a Ratzon Gamor originally for the Gerushin when he gave the Get. He was Mashlim the Asara Dvarim of Gerushin, and now there's a Suffolk Onus in the Kiyuma Tanai, and Tanai is Mil Sachrisi. Tanai is an afterthought, Tanai is a later Zach. So all we're dealing with here is a Din of Onus Rachmana Patre. And we can say that the Suffolk Onus Rachmana Patre is in Motzi Mide Vade. So, there's plenty more to say in this sugya, and we have a lot more to learn in Mirza Shambli Neder, but we have a little bit of a taste of the great Gaon Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. We should be Zochel Vilmo Dulami Lishmo Las Lakaim's Kaldivari Samotarasa Vyahava, Main Vyamain, Shalom Shalom Smidis, the most beloved friend.